All the old clichés are true. I can't help it. Something in my head intercepts every experience, sight, sound, or view, and starts converting it from input to output. Somewhere there's a filter that stops most of it getting down my arm and into the keyboard. And then, of course, there's the filter of life, which keeps me away from the keyboard too much. So most of the writing is done in my head, on the fly, with much of the experimentation and winnowing happening away from the page. I've come to realise that this is a good thing, and that one of the biggest traps we all face these days is thinking that we're working only when we are staring at a screen. But when I do get the time for uninterrupted writing, the process becomes an almost physical pleasure. I can work for hours without moving, in what a friend calls being in the dream of it. Whole nights can pass without me realising that I haven't been to bed. When things are going well, I can feel a tingle in the dip on top of my head, what in babies is called the fontanelle. When I'm prevented from getting that fix, my level of happiness drops. And there's the problem. Even a modest degree of success brings with it a host of peripheral tasks which reduce the opportunities for writing. Some can be a joy to do in themselves, but the mix can be fatal for the creative process. The wonderful gift of an RLF fellowship can, alas, come into that category, providing all the tools for honing one's craft while gobbling time and headspace. You'll have guessed that I'm in a pretty bad place now. Imminent deadline, massive professional and personal commitments, thousands of better ideas than the one I'm contractually obliged to work on now. So why write? There's no way this self-indulgence can be justified economically, and every sign that for everyone except the superstars, things are going to get very much worse. Why don't I just stop, get a proper job, and write purely for fun? Do you know what? Maybe I will.